This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen, amen. Just ask and say thank you. Greeting you all in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. It is a pleasure and a blessing to be before you once again to say what thus saith the Lord. Welcome all those on Facebook Live and on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line. Let's see how good my memory is. I saw my sister Tracy, my friend Will. I saw my sister-in-law Rhoda, and I saw the Rubios join today. Hope my mom can join as well. Son, I'm getting an echo in the back. Can you shut your door? Okay. So we're going to be looking from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. So as you get your Bibles, we will read the scripture, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12, and it reads this way. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh it shall be open. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gift unto your children, how much more shall your Father which in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, is once again that we come and we thank you for this time that you will speak to us. Lord, my prayer always is that I decrease and you increase. And Lord, I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title today is just simply three words. Ask, seek, and knock. Wow. Ask, seek, and knock. Can you say that? We see Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 starts and says, ask, and it shall be given you. Boy, I tell you, there's a lot of things in our life that we probably could have got if we simply asked for it. But oh, I don't know what it is that stops us from asking. Maybe it's our pride. Maybe it's something in us that, hey, we don't want to feel like we need something, that we need you. But God is telling us is that ask and it shall be given you. What a promise he gives us. Boy, I tell you, sometimes you want to help people, but you never know what they need and they never ask. For some reason, that pride is too much for them. They don't want to feel like they have to go to somebody to get something. But let me tell you, pride is bad anyway. God tells us no form of pride is good. And pride will stop you. Many a time people are hurting in silence and won't ask for help. Well, I'm telling you now that there's going to be a time that you better get rid of that pride, which God told you to get rid of anyway, and you need to ask for help. Because when someone is helping you, in fact, it's Christ in them that's helping you. And or God is using everything for your good. He'll even take a wicked person and bless you. I'm telling you, but if you do not ask, it will not be given to you. Here's a couple more scriptures to let you know. Matthew chapter 18.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.